My gosh, you were 22 when you took your, when you sort of did the first trip, and here you're sort of leading, right, as program leaders for, you know, ultimately college age students who are certainly, if not your age, not that much further away from your age. Did you feel ready?
You know, the best part of Extend for me has always been the peer-to-peer relationship that I try to keep with participants, because it's not really about my perspective or what I do or don't know about the conflict. Obviously, I have my own interests, and I certainly have spent lots of time studying and learning about the region through my own lens. But once we're there, it's not really, that's not why we're there. We're there to learn from people whose whole lives have been shaped by living in Israel or Palestine. And, you know, for me, it was really just about cultivating a sense of openness in conversation. And, you know, the two things that I felt were most useful for that, one was being the same age as participants and not presenting it as, okay, here, we know everything, here's what we want to show you, but more, let's experience this together. And the second great advantage I had was the experience of Swarthmore honor seminars. And we've always kind of run Extend as a roving Swarthmore honor seminar. You know, here, let's get 10 to 12 people together. Let's get as many different views as we can. It's not going to be reading 900 pages a week. Or I don't know how many pages you assign in your seminar. I had some nutty professors. All well-loved, but also nutty. But, you know, it's not going to be reading 900 pages, but it is going to be listening to a range of views that are as complex and nuanced as, you know, anything you'll come across in, you know, in academic, you know, sort of grad school seminar setup. And to me, that's the real value of the program. It's that we don't enter with one particular agenda. It's about deepening your relationship to this region emotionally, intellectually, politically, and interpersonally. And that means a learning experience.
Tell me about somebody you met at Swarthmore, a fellow student who helped you realize something about yourself or who changed the way you looked at things, and why.
I'll pick someone who influenced me a lot but maybe doesn't know it.
Okay.
So when I was in my first year at Swarthmore, so I was a junior, I was going on a birthright trip to Israel, and I really wanted to travel in the West Bank afterwards. I had been to Israel before, but never to the West Bank, and I wanted to meet with Palestinians, in particularly in civil society, people who are working on human rights issues. I had studied the conflict a lot, but I hadn't had those conversations. I hadn't had a way of having them. And I started asking around, and there was a student who'd grown up in Ramallah who, just as if it was nothing, just said, you know, oh yeah, my cousin's, or sorry, my good friend's aunt works for a human rights NGO that deals with the way the conflict affects women and children. She'd be happy to meet with you. And it was such a small thing. But as I got to know her friend's aunt, who's now become a good friend of mine, you know, I just came to appreciate more what this involved for that person. But here's someone who had grown up in Ramallah through the Second Intifada, who'd routinely seen foreign military troops storming through her city, who knew plenty of people who'd suffered horrific violence in this war. And, you know, here I am, this American Jewish poli-sci major with a keen interest in the conflict, but I've never lived there. I mean, who am I to just kind of go, oh yeah, it'd be great to meet some Palestinian human rights workers. But it would have been, now I think, you know, my interest intellectually and personally and politically was sincere, but she had no reason to have faith in that, right? I mean, here I was going on a birthright trip, which from her perspective certainly could have and would have and probably was troubling to think about, right? The concept is that I have a birthright to go back to a place that, you know, she needs a whole series of permits to get to, going from the West Bank into Israel's 67 borders. And she just had every reason in the world to never follow up. She had every reason in the world to just, you know, kind of go, all right, dude, like, have fun, you know, getting drunk in Tel Aviv. You know, say hi to the sea for me. But she had every reason to. But she didn't. Instead, she went well out of her way to put me in touch with someone who was herself very busy and had plenty of demands on her time. And that person spent the whole day educating me about her perspective on this conflict. And there's just an enormity of goodwill and faith in other people in that act. And that's the sort of thing I mean when I say that Swarthmore taught me that community and kindness towards other people is much more important than, you know, what we consider intelligence.